Newmarket, reported Friday, May 13 at 4 p.m., 7,433 cases of PCR confirmed cases of COVID-19, 4 new cases, 1 with 2 doses, 3 with 3 doses, 2-1, institutional outbreaks, Brigitte's residential home, 2 residents, South Lake Residential Care Village, 27 staff, 14 residents, outbreaks closed at Community Living Central York, 4 staff, 4 residents, Eagle Terrace LTC, 13 staff, 13 residents, 1 more death, totaling 73. A woman aged in her 90s passed away on April 25. Residents 5 plus with at least one dose, 89.4%, residents 5 plus with 2 doses, 86.9%, COVID-19 cases reported by South Lake Regional Health Center on May 16. Number of patients with COVID-19 in ICU, 2-3, total number of patients with COVID-19 to 44-2, includes critical care, York Region, reported Friday, May 13 at 4 p.m., 116, plus 48, hospitalizations, 11, plus 2, in ICU, asterisk 12, new admissions on May 11, weekly hospitalizations per 100,000 population, May 11, 6.24, unvaccinated, 2.76, at least 2 doses, 109,756 confirmed cases of COVID-19, 129 new cases, 26 unvaccinated, 4 with at least one dose, 24 with 2 doses, 75 with 3 doses, 3 more deaths, totaling 952. A Vaughan woman aged in her 90s passed away May 8. An Aurora man aged in his 80s passed away May 1. A Newmarket woman aged in her 90s passed away April 25. Institutional outbreaks 24-4, 2 new outbreaks in last 7 days, outbreaks declared at Brigitte's residential home, outbreak number 2, Newmarket Sunrise of Unionville Retirement Home, Markham, outbreaks closed at Community Living Central York, Newmarket Kingsway Place Retirement Residence, outbreak number 3, Aurora Mackenzie Health Long-Term Care, outbreak number 7, Richmond Hill Eagle Terrace Long-Term Care Home, outbreak number 6, Newmarket Pipe and Slipper Homes, Georgina Viva Thornhill Woods Retirement Home, outbreak number 4, Vaughan Recovery Measures 133-4, 7-day average of new cases 15.6%, carat positivity, vaccinations 84.4%, residents with one dose, 81.6% with two doses, 50.4% with three doses, 4.6% with four doses, residents 5 plus 88.7%, one dose, 85.8%, two doses 63.5%, 5 to 11 vaccinated at least one dose. Around the region, Markham 25,269, plus 45 cases, 324 cases in last 7 days, 342 active, Vaughan 41,236, plus 40 cases, 256 cases in last 7 days, 280 carat active, Richmond Hill 16,367, plus 24 cases, 169 cases in last 7 days, 183 carat active, Newmarket 7,433, plus 4 cases, 70 cases in last 7 days, 73 carat active, Whitchurch Stouffville 3,710, plus 2 cases, 45 cases in last 7 days, 48 carat active, Aurora 4,797, plus 2 cases, 29 cases in last 7 days, 36 active, Georgina 3,263, plus 4 cases, 33 cases in last 7 days, 32 active, King 2,589, plus 0 cases, 16 cases in last 7 days, 20 active, East Gwillimbury 2,738, plus 3 cases, 12 cases in last 7 days, 14 carat active, Ontario, reported at 10:30 a.m. on May 16. For May 15, 1,287,239 PCR confirmed cases of COVID-19, 7-day average of cases by vaccination status per 100,000 people, not fully vaccinated 7.64, fully vaccinated 6.86, with booster 15.72, 1,061 new PCR confirmed cases, 2 more deaths, totaling 13,072, 7-day average of deaths by vaccination status, all ages, per 100,000 people, not fully vaccinated 0.01, fully vaccinated 0.01, with booster 0.01, 1,222 hospitalized, asterisk 207 unvaccinated, 49 partially vaccinated, 9 932 fully vaccinated asterisk, not all hospitals reported, 159 in ICU, asterisk 24 unvaccinated, 11 partially vaccinated, 62 fully vaccinated asterisk 75 on a ventilator. Vaccination status numbers may not match the daily COVID-19 case reports due to missing health card information. Vaccination status update delayed due to technical difficulties. May 16 vaccinations 83% all ages fully vaccinated, 3% partially vaccinated, totaling 86% asterisk data note from York Region Public Health. Hospitalization data indicates COVID-19 positive individuals in York Region hospitals and is not limited to York Region residents. The data includes individuals hospitalized for COVID-19 and those who may be in hospital for another reason but tested positive for COVID-19. With the rapid transmission of Omicron and provincial changes in testing eligibility and case management, case counts and outbreaks reported are an underestimate of the number of individuals with COVID-19 and outbreaks in York Region and Ontario.